Hello, this is Ellen Marie, your host for Motivation for Life. Happy Wednesday, everyone. Hump day for most people probably out there. Midweek, we're getting through the week. Hopefully you all are having a fantastic week. I just wanted to get on here and share a quick nugget with you about alignment. Aligning with the will and purpose of God, just aligning, period, and doing what God said, do. You know, I'm always about that, right? I think if you've been listening to any of my messages that I post, I am huge on really obeying God and trusting His leading because it works. And, you know, if you are able to kind of get outside of yourself, outside of your own feelings about things, you know, good or bad or indifferent, and just really do your best to trust His leading, even if it upsets you at first. You know, you don't get it. You're like, what in the world? Then you'd be like, okay, God, you know what? I get it now. Okay, I see what you was trying to do. I see. I'm picking up what you're putting down. I'm picking it up. You know, it all works for your good and not for your bad. And so I just want to share something with you, a couple of different things though. So one thing is aligning with God and being, when you're in the right place, when you're on the right path, it's almost as if God will orchestrate things and allow the pieces to fall together, fall in place. When you connect in the right space with the right people, and when you disconnect from the wrong people, and that's going to lead into my other point, it's almost as if now the path is clear for God to do His big one. Oh God, I'm about to run out of here. Oh my God, I'm so excited. I just got so excited just saying that. Listen. When you connect with the right people, connect in the right way with the right things, period. Disconnect from the wrong things, things that just aren't aligned or meant for it to be a part of this path. You make room for God to do His big one, okay? Do the thing that you have been believing for, that you've been waiting on. And sometimes we don't realize that we might be connected to the wrong people because these individuals may not seem like wrong individuals, right? It may not seem like, well, how could this be a wrong person? I mean, they're this, this, that, and the third. And for your path, for where you're going, for what God would have Himself to do in your life, it just may not be right. And that's okay, right? That's perfectly fine. But you have to be willing to allow God to show you what is divinely aligned for you on your path, right? Regardless of what anyone else may think, regardless of what anyone else may say, regardless of who anyone else is, pretends to be, act like they are, whatever, you have to be willing to trust God's wisdom for your life, for your path, for where you're going, for what He's trying to do in your life, you know. And sometimes we get caught up in what other people think or how other people are going to feel, or, well, I've known this person for umpteen years, you know, how could this not be right for this path? You know, I have friends that I still consider friends, and I've known them for years, since I was a child, but I don't hang with them. I'm not with them. I'm not in communication with them every day, but I still consider them a part of my heart, my friends, but I don't communicate with them. In this part of my journey, they're just not a part of this path, right? Not in that way. It doesn't mean that I might not see them, you know, a few years from now, and I'm like, my God, I love you so much. We still have love for each other, but we're just not in that space with each other in this part of my journey. And guess what? It's no love lost or anything. It's just how God has it designed for my life right now. And I trust this path. I trust the path that God has put me on because I understand that you can love people from a distance. You don't have to be so gung-ho or, oh, I got to do this, that, or third with this person because of whatever. I've known them since I was a child. Bop, bop, boop, bop. No, it doesn't have to be like that. If you truly want what God has for you, if you truly want that dream, like Oprah was saying, that dream that God has for your life, you have to be willing to potentially let people go that you've known for a very long time. And that's difficult. That's painful. That's hard. You know, when it's like, yo, that's my bro. That's my sis. That's my cousin. That's my sister. That's my brother. You know, my auntie, my uncle, my mama. And I'm serious. Okay. You know, a lot of these things, it's kind of like, listen, sometimes, you know, even the Bible says, who is my mother and my father? Who are my brothers and my sisters? Those that do the will of God. You know, that's what Jesus even said. So when you think about that, it's like you have to be willing to do what God says no matter what. And so the reason I say that is because I have recently been going through a transformation when it comes to just friendships and everything. You know, God has had me really kind of isolated, like for real. I'm like, dang, you know, I miss having a best friend. Lord have mercy, you know, just different things like that. But I do understand, you know, for what God would have himself do in my life, the dream that he has for me, I really had to get alone and, you know, even more quiet. I'm quiet generally, but even more so, you know, not really talking to people at all. And I'm just like, God, what are you doing here? You know, and just really kind of focusing in on different things, not really sharing, protecting the vision. I barely talk. I talk to y'all. I share nuggets with y'all, but to be honest, you know, I really don't. And, you know, I'm just like, Dad, I'm a social person. I like to be social, you know, but the way that God has had me hasn't really been that way, okay, for a while. And I had to trust that. I had to obey that, you know, no matter who was trying to call me or talk to me or whatever. Some people I had to just say, listen, I'm in a different space right now. I'm not going to be able to communicate that much like this, or God would have me to cut off certain things, you know, and I had to obey that because I want what God wants for me. You know, we've tried it every other way, haven't we? You know, we've tried to do it our way, you know, not listening to God just because of our heart, you know, who we are at the core. You know, I'm a very, very loving person. I love deep. I love hard. I love strong. I love long, you know, and I love people. And though, even with being that type of person, it's unfortunate that you may love people a certain way, but they don't love you that way, right? Or they don't really even love you, period, you know? And God had to reveal to me even certain people that I loved very much so deeply that I had to let go because the feelings were not mutual. You know, the love wasn't mutual. Things change, and it's okay that things change, but you have to be willing to allow God to reveal to you the truth of people's hearts so that you will know how to move and how to navigate forward in your own life. And sometimes that can be difficult because we love people. We love them. You know, we can see the good in them. We can see so much potential in others. But if they don't see that in themselves, then, you know, what are we doing? There's nothing that we can do. You can bring a horse to the water, but you cannot make them drink, right? You can't make people see the potential that you see in them. There has to come a point in the journey that they are able to see that potential in themselves. And if they can't see that, and if you're a person that is growing and flourishing and moving forward and God is doing all this stuff in you, they're going to be jealous and they're going to be upset and they're going to be like, what, how in the world, this, that, and the third. But my key ingredient, my secret, I should say, is obedience. That is my secret. My secret is obeying God radically sometimes. Obeying God even when I be like, I'm not finna do all that now. You want me to do what now? You know? And even in those times, I am still like, okay, God, I'm gonna listen. I'm going to do it. You know what I mean? Because that's just me. I'm kind of a radical faith, moved by faith. God, you want me to do what? To anybody else, it would seem crazy. But to me, God said it. So guess what? I'm finna do it. It is what it is. I'm going to lean with him. I'm going to rock with him. I'm going to stick beside him. You feel me? That is it. I am sticking with the Lord. Period. Point blank. Dot. That is it. So, you know, when I think about that, and I think about moving by faith, what a lot of people don't do is they get in their own way, fear, or their own feelings about things that has nothing to do with what God said, right? You know, and they don't want to trust that leading. They want to trust what other people say. They don't want to trust what God says. They'd rather trust what other people say. People who haven't even done or won't even do what God is calling you to do, they're not even trying, you know? And it's like, how are you taking advice from someone who's not even trying to do what God says? They don't even attempt to listen and obey God in the little things. And you have something big you're trying to believe God for and obey God for, and you asking someone who can't even trust God for the little, you have to change who you are seeking advice from. That's a huge one. Oh my gosh. Go to God first. I go to God about everything. Everything first. Sometimes only. If my great grandmother was here, she would be the next person. I have an aunt that I talk to sometimes, but I don't even go to her first. I still go to God. I still go to God first. My great grandmother, God, I miss her so, so much. That woman, you know, she taught me so much prophetically because she was, you know. And so as I get older, I'm remembering things that she taught me, and it was so subtle, but it makes sense as to why she taught me how to do this. It was things that we would do that made sense to me why I am the way that I am now, or why I move how I move, is because of what she taught me. You know, I'm a mystery to most people because of how I move, but this is because of what my great grandmother taught me, how she taught me to operate, you know, in the subtlest way. But I thank God for her wisdom because I see it operative in my life now, and now I understand why she instructed me the way that she did then. I didn't understand it when I was younger, you know, trying to figure things out, going through it. But now that I've gained more wisdom and understanding, I get it now. I totally understand now, and I can't wait to impart that into my own children, you know, and grandchildren and great-grands and great-great-grand. Yeah, I'm speaking all of that into existence now, you know. But I just want to encourage you to, the secret sauce is obedience. It's obedience to God. I had a dream, and going into the point of, you know, wanting God to move in your life and do certain things and having to let things go. Listen, I had a dream last night, and it was a mixture of different things, but the most interesting part of this was there was a friend. This is, I would consider this the past or so, somewhat or whatever, but someone who I, regardless of what they have done, I would consider still a friend. In my heart, I would say, okay, I would still be this person's friend, okay? And knowing that they haven't been right towards me in different areas, knowing, you know, certain things that they've done, I still considered, in the dream, it was like I would still be their friend, okay? And God allowed someone in my dream, I don't even know this individual, know of them, you know, whatever, but to say to me, and this is not the first time this has been said to me in a dream, but this was said to me, and I said, oh God, I need to pay attention to this, that I can't be this person's friend. And I was like, why not? I mean, it's not like I even really deal with them on that level or deeply. Why can't I be? I know what they've done, but I mean, I figure in my own heart, you know, we can be cool. And I think that's the key element as we move forward in life, is no matter, as Christians, as believers, we think that because we are Christians and believers, that it's okay to still be cool, to still be friends. No matter what they done, we'll still be cool. This let me know. It was like, no, you cannot. Because sometimes we do not know. I've seen something. What do you call that? Like, God, it's a meme that says, like, you know, God heard conversations that you didn't hear, or there were conversations had that you know nothing about concerning you, or different things like that. So this is why this cannot be, right? And as believers, yes, we can still love people genuinely from a distance with the love of the Lord, but you do not have to be cool. You ain't got to be nobody's friend. If God tells you no, it's a no, period. That's it. It's a no. We always feel like, well, you know what? It didn't work out this way, but we could still be cool. Not necessarily. Not if that person's heart towards you was malicious. Not if they have ill intent towards you. That answer is no. If something in their own heart towards you was set up to harm you or to do you wrong or whatever the case may be, the answer is no. Period, point blank, that. You know, and I think we have to be okay with that. Sometimes it's hard because you think of who a person might be. It doesn't matter who they are. It does not matter how much money they have. It doesn't matter if 1,000 people like them and they are this, that, and the third to 1,000 people. If God tell you that's not your path, it is not your path. If they're not a part of your path, they are not a part of your path. And you have to be okay with that. It does not matter who people are. We get caught up in, you know, the celebrity of things, you know, because somebody this, that, the third. Listen, I've been around celebrities. I have celebrities in my family, people who have or work with celebrities, whatever the case may be, that I know. It doesn't matter. You can't be so caught up in fanfare because, you know, they in the public eye and a million people like them. If God tell you no, that answer's no, period, you know? And so it's unfortunate, but it was as if God was, and this is not the first time, this is like the second time God has revealed this to me, because in my heart, I said, I can still be cool with this person. I can still be friends with them. You know what I mean? Even though their intent, God showed me the intent was not all that good. You feel me? I thought so, but God said no. No, 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 no. And this is for a few people, you know, that God has been dealing with me about. Because when he's trying to take you to another level, you do have to let certain things go. Some things and people have to be removed from your path so you can allow the right people in your path. And it's almost like once you allow the right ones in, you start seeing doors opening up, things start falling in line into place. God says, now I can do this for you because you obeyed me in that. It hurt. It may seem small to you, but it's big to me because it's something I want to do. And I don't want that to be messed up. I don't want it to be tainted. I don't want, you know, this to be misconstrued as whatever, you know, something else. I want you to know, and I want you to understand that this is me, and this is what I'm trying to do in your life, for what's coming, for what's down the line, for what's in your path, that I want the dream I have for you. And you just have to be willing and able to let this go. It's okay. You know, let me put the right people in your path. Let me align the right people with you so that things can fall in line. And I'm so grateful for the ability to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, for the ability to trust his leading. And I pray that for you. I pray for your ears to be open to hear what God is saying, that you allow yourself to get quiet enough so that you can hear what God is trying to speak to you. concerning your path, concerning the dream he has for you, concerning your life, because it matters. You want what God has for you. You want to be successful. You want things to fall in line. You want things to fall in place for you. You want God to do his big one. Allow him to do his big one. Stop thinking that you have to hold on to people or things or places. If God says let it go, then let it go. Trust that. Trust that leading. Trust that path, right? And he'll reveal to you why. God always answers. One thing I'm learning and I'm seeing is that you may have to wait a while. But baby, he renews that strength. I am a woman of weight. Oh my gosh. Can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street? I feel like, wait a minute, okay? I'm like, Lord have mercy. I'm a person that has been in weight, trying to figure it out. What's going on? This, that, the third. How do you do this, that, the third? And, you know, just in the midst of waiting and learning and understanding and gathering wisdom and instruction, you know, God answers. You know, it may not be right when we want him to answer, but he does. And if we allow ourselves to just listen and obey his leading, and even in the little things, you know, obey his instruction, he will show us and he will allow us to understand what it is and what we need to do. And so I just want to encourage you in that. The secret sauce is obedience. That's for me. You know, people always ask, well, how's God doing this for you? How in the world is this happening for you? Or is that? It's obedience. I do my very, very best to listen to wisdom and instruction every single day. There's not a day that I don't wake up and ask God for wisdom. I'm sorry. I can't live without it. I can't do without God's wisdom. And even if I tried, guess what? It didn't work out. And God will allow you to do things. You know, I've done some things that I wanted to do. And he'll allow you to do things you want to do. You know what I mean? And he'll work things out for you. And it may not fully work out how you want to. It doesn't mean that, you know, it wasn't good or anything like that. It just means that, okay, that's a, you know, some things I did like a hobby, you know, but it's a hobby. You know what I mean? That's what it is, a hobby. It may work out later. It may work out not. You know, there's some things that I haven't really been as consistent in as I would like to. And it's okay. You know what I mean? Those different things God allowed me to do. And it was great. It felt good. It was fun. And then I'm going to be doing some more of it, you know, music-wise. I haven't been consistent like I want to be. But I still have a couple other songs that I want to release. I'm still going to be doing that because I want to. And it's a part of my path. And it's one of the branches on my trunk, you know, and I love it. And I'm going to do it anyway because I want to, you know, and that's still obeying God. It's just it's a part of me. It's creative, you know. But when it comes to different things that may affect my livelihood, you know, or my life, I really do my best to listen and instruction on how to move. And how to do different things that I'm doing that are going to help me along this journey, along this path. I want to make sure that I ask for wisdom daily and understanding. And it doesn't mean I'm going to always get it right. It doesn't mean that. It just means that I did at least ask for wisdom. So continue to ask for wisdom and instruction. Continue to obey God even when it's hard, y'all. Oh my God. You know, I posted something about how radical are you willing to be for God's purpose and his will in your life? How radical are you willing to be? If God tells you to do something that most people be like, I know you crazy. If God tells you to do something, you know what I'm saying? How radical are you willing to be? How radical are you willing to be to allow God to do his big one? Oh, God, that's getting me so excited. I'm like, okay, God, I'm like, God, what you saying now? What you saying? What you saying? You about to do your big one? You about to do it? What's up? I feel that so strong right now. I'm like, wait a minute, God, what is you saying to me right now? Are we finna do this big one? What we doing? You know, but how radical are you willing to be so that God can do his big one in your life? Like, are you really willing to listen to instruction? Are you willing to obey him so that he can do his big one in your life? You know? And so I received that for myself. I speak that for you guys listening to this podcast message. Listen, that God will do his big one, that you will obey him so that he can do his big one in your life. I appreciate you all for listening. This is Ellen Marie, your host for Motivation for Life. Have a great weekend, guys. Resurrection weekend. Talk to you soon. Bye.